Right, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, what a wonderful privilege to come together and worship you. Lord, we just thank you that you've sent to us the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, to guide us into all truth. And this morning, Lord, we ask that our eyes be open and our ears be open and our hearts be ready to receive your word. Light our path and cause us to go in the way that we should. Stir faith in our hearts, Lord, we pray. And Father, as we see your will and your purposes in your word, give us the boldness and the faith to walk in the way that we should go. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning, we're coming to the end of our looking at the book of Acts. And we're going to be doing the baptism of the Holy Spirit. A very abused subject, very misunderstood subject. And because it's been abused in the church, it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. And it doesn't mean that we shouldn't look at it. So this morning we're going to be looking at the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we've looked at the book of Acts so far this year, for most of the year. And the theme of the book of Acts is how the gospel went from Jerusalem to Judea into Samaria and into the ends of the earth. And the one thing that you notice about the early church is that they never made converts, they made disciples. And we are not called to make converts, but we are also called to make disciples. And as the early church takes the gospel to the Jew first and then to the Gentiles in the will of God, there is this constant principle that we notice. First, men are saved, but soon after that, they are water baptized and then baptized in the Holy Spirit. In no specific order, but water baptism and Holy Spirit baptism are a priority of the early church. And we looked at water baptism a few weeks ago, and we saw that there are certain concepts that are clearly seen in the Word of God, although they are not stated. And one example that we looked at is the word Trinity. You will not find the word Trinity in the Bible, but it is clearly taught as a concept in the Word of God. Then we also looked at the concept of salvation, past, present, and future. In other words, being justified, sanctified, and redeemed. And although the word teaches one baptism, we can clearly see three aspects to the baptism.